You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Thursday, March 25th. We're talking about the southern U.S. bracing for another tornado outbreak just 8 days after the last one. Also, Vice President Harris has her first major high-profile task. She's taking on the border surge and how one stuck ship in Egypt could disrupt trade all over the world. Plus, what part of the Olympics has just begun? You can now buy a car with Bitcoin and the ins and outs of vaccine passports. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the second time in just 2 weeks, millions of people in the Southeast are being told to prepare for a tornado outbreak. The highest risk area includes Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. The National Weather Service says there's potential for at least one powerful EF4 tornado this afternoon and tonight. And in a worst-case scenario, there could be some long-track twisters. Those are tornadoes that stay on the ground for several miles, and they often cause devastating damage. The forecast is also calling for heavy rain, large hail, and strong wind gusts. So again, meteorologists are telling people to have more than one warning system in place just in case they can't hear the storm sirens. They say these storms are going to be moving fast, too. So once the warnings go out, people really should not wait to take shelter. Making matters worse, this latest threat comes just about a week after a tornado outbreak in that same region. 49 tornadoes were confirmed last Wednesday. Thankfully, no one died in those storms, but many people are still cleaning up the damage. Vice President Kamala Harris was just put in charge of one of the biggest challenges of the Biden era. She's now going to be leading government efforts at the southern border. Her job will really be about finding out what's causing a flood of migrants to leave their home countries and come to the U.S. Then she'll help develop a long-term strategy that she hopes will address those issues. There are problems top officials have pointed out already. For example, rampant crime, the aftereffects of recent hurricanes, and government corruption that will all be brought up. Harris is going to work closely with Latin American countries like Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Axios reports the Biden administration has been talking about whether to give more money and resources to those countries, but at this point, nothing is set in stone. No matter what, the Biden administration says it's determined to care for migrants humanely and treat neighboring countries with dignity and respect. But that approach has been criticized. Some Republicans say Biden's nice guy attitude is just enticing migrants to cross the border illegally, and a recent surge has led to overcrowding at border facilities. Thousands of migrants are stuck at the U.S.-Mexico border right now, and even though many of them will eventually be sent home, the U.S. government is caring for them as they make their cases for asylum. The U.S. Senate made history with its latest confirmation vote. Dr. Rachel Levine is now the first openly transgender person to be confirmed to a federal position. She's now the Assistant Secretary for Health. Right after the vote, Dr. Levine promised to, quote, promote policies that advance the health and well-being of all Americans. She has also promised to support and advocate for transgender youth. Some Republicans have raised concerns about that last part, asking if she supports minors getting sex reassignment surgery. Her response was that transgender medicine is complex, but there is a lot of research about the topic. The final confirmation vote was 52-48. Every Democrat and two Republicans voted yes. The rest of the Republicans voted no. So she has the job now. And President Biden says she has expertise in medicine that will help get the U.S. through the pandemic. By the way, now that most of President Biden's top advisors are in place, it's clear he was able to stick to his goal of having the most diverse cabinet in American history. An NPR analysis finds racial minorities make up 55% of Biden's cabinet picks. Women make up 45%. A massive cargo ship is now blocking Egypt's Suez Canal, and there's fears it could have a huge impact on global trade. The Suez is one of the world's busiest trade routes. Well, earlier this week, strong winds knocked a giant container ship off course, and it got stuck. And when we say giant, we mean it. At more than 1,300 feet long, it's the size of a skyscraper. Tugboats are now trying to get it free, but it's not clear when the route might be able to reopen. Experts tell the BBC it could take several days. And in the meantime, more than 100 other ships are waiting on both sides to cross the canal. And the longer this blockage lasts, the more the rest of the world will start to feel the impact. Almost every ship traveling west from Asia passes through the Suez Canal. Shipments include items built in Chinese factories destined for American households, and most notably, oil that comes from the Persian Gulf. So oil prices are expected to keep rising. In case you're wondering, this is a pretty extraordinary event. Experts say they've never heard of this happening before in the Suez Canal's 150-year history. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. Have you heard about Rothy's yet? They have comfy, chic shoes, stylish bags in all sizes, and washable masks. I've now gotten two pairs of shoes from Rothy's, and it's just the beginning. Because now that I've experienced the style and range of options, the reliable comfort with no break-in period required ever, and Rothy's great customer service, like free shipping and free returns on eligible items, I now know I can trust this company, and I love ordering from them. I'm still amazed that I could wear my Rothy's flats right out of the box, and they were comfortable from day one. I also really appreciate that Rothy's keeps sustainability in mind all along the way. To date, they've transformed more than 70 million plastic water bottles into their beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. It's no wonder Vogue has called Rothy's a, quote, personal obsession. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Again, head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Now, back to the news. The Olympic torch relay is now officially underway. The torch will be carried through all 47 of Japan's prefectures, or states, over the next 4 months. Until finally, it'll be brought to the Olympic Stadium in Tokyo for the game's opening ceremony on July 23rd. The torch relay kicked off in Fukushima at the site of the massive and devastating earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown back in 2011. The starting ceremony was meant as a symbolic sign of Japan's recovery over the last decade, and as a message that the Summer Games are still on, despite being delayed a year and despite the ongoing pandemic. At this point, though, that's pretty controversial. CNN reports public support for the event has now fallen to an all-time low in Japan. Some people are worried it'll cause another round of COVID-19 infections in the country. But the Japanese Prime Minister and Olympic organizers say there are safety measures in place. For example, the torch ceremony was closed to the public, and overseas fans are not allowed at the Olympics at all this year. And so, over the next 4 months, 10,000 different people, including runners, skiers, swimmers, and more, will carry the torch as part of this relay. If you want to tune in to the torch relay, we'll link to the live stream in today's episode notes. Chinese hackers have apparently been trying to spy on Uyghur Muslims using fake accounts on Facebook. The social media company says it's now taken down those accounts, but not before there was a sophisticated effort underway. Facebook says the hackers set up fake accounts and imposter news websites to try and infect the computers and smartphones of Uyghur Muslims with malware and then use that to spy on them. They specifically went after Uyghur activists and journalists in China, as well as those living abroad in countries like Turkey, Syria, Canada, and the U.S. Facebook did not directly blame the Chinese government, but the company did say the hackers are part of the same operation that's been linked to the government in the past. And remember, top U.S. officials have already accused the Chinese government of human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims, even labeling the crackdown on the minority group in recent years as genocide. China has denied that in the past. So far, though, no response from Chinese officials about this latest hacking accusation. Uber wants to deliver your next prescription medicine right to your doorstep. The ride-hailing giant is now teaming up with ScriptDrop. ScriptDrop already works with pharmacies in 37 different states to deliver medications. Now, this deal makes Uber their default delivery app, meaning Uber will be in charge of handing off prescriptions to customers for thousands of pharmacies and health systems around the country. And they apparently have plans to expand into even more places in the coming weeks and months. This isn't Uber's first time trying this. Last summer, Uber partnered with a different on-demand prescription delivery company in a handful of cities, but this is a bigger, more widespread partnership. In fact, Uber and others are racing to compete with Amazon, which launched its own online pharmacy business late last year. It's official now. You can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin. Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk made the announcement on Twitter. Already, the electric automaker revealed last month the new option would be coming soon, and at the time, the company had just bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. Musk now says Tesla is using internal and open-source software to accept the new type of payment, but he's also warning if you decide to return your electric car, Tesla can choose to pay you back with U.S. dollars at the exact price Bitcoin was worth when you bought the car. Of course, Bitcoin is the world's most popular cryptocurrency. Its worth can be volatile, but it's continued to hit new all-time highs in recent months. Musk says people outside the U.S. should be able to use Bitcoin to buy a Tesla later this year. Heads up, it's your last chance to lock in a subscription to Disney Plus before the price goes up tomorrow. Disney Plus will raise the price in the U.S. by $1, so that means going from $7 a month to $8, or from $70 a year to $80. This is the first price hike for the streaming service since it launched back in late 2019. And remember, Disney has seen the number of subscribers skyrocket during the pandemic. Just this month, Disney Plus says it passed 100 million subscribers around the world. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about vaccine passports, what they are, where they're being considered, and the arguments for and against them. But first, this episode is made possible thanks to Ritual. Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill gaps in the diet and informs your body can actually use. No shady extras allowed. That's why I first started taking Ritual vitamins months ago. Yep, even if I was not partnering with them, I would be taking these vitamins. I appreciate that the company is so upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why. And I can take them with or without food with no issues. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. They're also convenient. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month. Of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And get this, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Certain countries are adopting or considering types of vaccine passports. The idea is these passports can be digital or paper documents that show people have received their COVID-19 shots. China has rolled out a COVID-19 digital passport for international travel. And 27 European countries are at least thinking about using something similar to make it easier for people to cross borders within the EU. But they're not just for travel. For example, Israel created what it calls a green pass. It gives vaccinated people special privileges, like they can go to gyms, concert venues, hotels, or restaurants. And supporters say this can really motivate people to get vaccinated. In the U.S., President Biden has asked federal agencies to explore some options like this, although it's not clear exactly how it might work here. Either way, not everyone is on board with the idea. Critics say governments should not divide the world between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, and that it could widen already dangerous social gaps and fuel discrimination. In fact, the World Health Organization is also urging countries to stay away from vaccine passports for now, since the vaccines are not widely available yet. Plus, it's still not known exactly how well the vaccines work to stop the spread of COVID-19 in the long term. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with much more news to know. Until then, have a great day.